This house, Jackson, 1:35 p.m., March 16th.
Oh? Well, okay, I'm Ann Jackson. I was born to George and Jenny Velasov. I was their fourth child. There was two older brothers and a sister. The two older brothers are gone now. My sister is still alive. And there's, let's see, there's Chris. There's Googie, Chris. And, I have three brothers gone. And then all my sisters except one is gone. And I was a braggy one, I guess. I wanted to have my way, and I did everything to do it. Now you don't know how bratty I was. But my mom and dad, we had our chores to do. We weren't this modern in our days. We didn't have electricity, we didn't have fancy houses, no refrigerators, no propane stoves, no hot water. We had to pack wood in for the stove and carry water, empty the honey bucket. All those we had to do before we went out to play. And if we got through right away on weekends, we had to go and help some elders clean house, which I wasn't happy with. I wanted to be out playing. There was quite a few elders, and my mother made sure we went and helped them. And I'd much rather have been out playing. But the sooner they appreciate us, they'd give us, pay us a little bit something, you know. They just come from town, they had sweets, or if they didn't, they paid us with a slice of bread with brown sugar on it and sprinkled with tea. That was good. And then we had to scrub floors. We didn't have wooden floors, we didn't have washing machines. That was bad. We didn't have dryers. We had to wash clothes. And there was lots of us kids. In our family, there was 11. Most of them were younger than me. Like I say, I was the fourth. And the rest were younger. And it was a job trying to keep their clothes clean and dry, drying them, especially when it's weather's not good.
Where were you born?
Here.
Here in Stellick? So you never moved away?
I did. I had TB, and then I was in Seward for a year and a half. That's when our son was little. And then I came back here. Let's see. We met in Cordova. Hayes and I. September 1947. That's quite a while ago. And we have one son, and he's living in Texas now. Now one son got one son. And his son is, he's going to be graduating this May. So we plan on going out to Rankin, Texas for his graduation. We'll be gone 8 days.
That sounds like fun.
No, it isn't. I don't like Texas.
Well, your family's there.
Yeah, it's too hot. It's nice to see the family. And then they take us around, you know, to see places, but we've seen it all. When we first went out, they took us to, what's the name of that? What's the name of that cave they took us to? Karlstadt Cavern. Oh, that was beautiful.
Huh.
And they showed us where a couple got married in there.
In a cave?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
It's real pretty.
Huh.
It's fixed up so nice, you know, you got a trail to go on. And our grandson was little, so he thought there was Indians and snakes in there. He refused, you know, to give you a little hearing aid. I mean, it's like a...
Something like a walkie-talkie, you know, it tells you what's... As you go in the cave, it tells you about things.
Oh.
And he did.
Where you are.
And he thought there was Indians. So he decided, no, he's not going in. So his mom and him waited while Sam and I took us. And I don't like little places like that. And I told my son, if we don't meet people pretty soon, I'm going to start to holler. He says, Mom, please don't. There's people that are around, and then there's
the tacos.
Oh, that, I really enjoyed that, though.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I was wishing the kids from here could see that boy did, you know, pretty and modern. We have books on them.
Yeah.
You could see some shaped like elephants, you know, drip, and then it forms a rock or something. And then there's some shaped like elephants. And
wow.
Oh, it's real pretty, huh? And our grandson, he enjoyed it once he got in. There's one big room, and then it's got a little store and eating place, and then you go to another one, a smaller one, and then after that you get the elevator and go up. I was wondering, how am I going to walk 800 feet up? That's how far down that...
800.
That goes, and here we had an elevator to go up. Oh, that was real nice. That was shortly after the kids got married. We went out to see them.
Huh. Good tourist place, huh?
Mm-hmm. And that's in New Mexico. Huh. Texas, they don't have nothing. We went to a mine in Texas. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenna and Sam, they're doing okay. And their grandson, they don't want him to graduate, but he's going to graduate May 21st, and we'll go up there 18th.
Yeah.
Be out there the 19th. But he's and I met in Cordoba.
Just, you two knew each other from before, or people introduced you guys, or...
I don't know how it happened. He just got a hold of me. And he was brought up. His name is really Swanson, his last name. And he was brought up by Sophie and Charlie Jackson. And they said they adopted him, so we let it go until it was time for him to apply for old age. And they didn't have no kind of adoption papers.
Huh.
So it took about 2 years to find something, and I finally asked Hollis. He was a postmaster and mortician in Cordoba, and I asked him, how could I get Hayes's birth certificate? And he sent me his mother's death certificate, and there was Hayes and his two sisters and two brothers, two sisters and a brother that were born to her. And they were all listed in the death certificate, and that did it.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, I was getting angry. I said, why did she say he was adopted? That was a lot of baloney. I was so mad.
Uh-huh.
And she said the adoption papers burnt down with their house.
Oh, no.
That was a lot of baloney.
Uh-huh. You guys met in September 1947. Mm-hmm. When did you guys get married? And where?
Cordova. June. June 10th.
Mm-hmm. And then you just moved back here, or?
Well, Hayes was a Henry watchman in Neliwan. That's before the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ordered a schooling course. I was going to teach Sam. While we were in Neliwan, he didn't start school till he was 8.
Uh-huh.
And I found out I'm not a school teacher.
Yeah.
But he did learn his numbers and colors. So we had to move to Chinigo. We lived down there, 8 years, I guess, until the earthquake came, and Sam went to school down there. And then after the earthquake, well, before then, he didn't like it in Chinigo, so he came over here, stayed with Joe Lefshikov's family, I think. Brodkin, and then Joe Lefshikov's family.
Uh-huh.
And he went to school here. We had to live in tents when they relocated us.
Uh-huh.
We were in Cordova, and right in the middle here was tents where we lived from May till November. 3 days till, 4 days till Thanksgiving. Oh, it was cold.
Man, that must have been hard.
Well, we could have stayed with relatives, but you don't like to move in with anybody.
Yeah, I know how that is.
Mm-hmm. So we did stay in a 16 by 16 foot, that out there.
Well, at least it was big enough.
We really had a lot of junk, too.
Yeah.
And, let's see now.
After they got the houses built for us here, we went to Geneva and see what we could salvage out of our old house and brought it all over here.
We were very lucky, too. Our house was, our kitchen was, wall was caved in, and then there was water all around. I was a postmaster in health aid down there, too.
Oh, no.
And I did the postal, what they call it. And I had to work on post office every 3 months. Oh, that was a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it that day because I wanted to go to go to the movie House on the Haunted Hill.
Huh.
And so I made that, I fixed the post office papers early. But I did lose a few COD packages that I had the post office in my house. But I saved the stamps and money orders.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go up to higher hills. There was 3 waves in all. The first one caught us, I think. Yeah, when we were running up. And it would go out so far, the wave.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a chance to start running up the hill. We didn't know who survived.
Yeah.
Because people were still coming.
Yeah.
And we had to spend the night up the hill. It was good in school, but no, we kept getting aftershocks, so we didn't know how bad it would be. So some people ran up without shoes and had to find something to keep them warm. And the teacher, she really helped us with everything. She brought blankets and her clothes and whatever.
Yeah.
And food, and they made us coffee. There was three small kids. I think there was Chucky, Ricky, and Lloyd. And they lost their bottles. And next they had to drink out of cup. And then Jack went and checked, and he found a bottle for Ricky, and he had to share it with the two other kids. And come morning, we took a walk down, and they found the body of our lay reader's wife, Anna. Was Anna Vlasov.
What was she?
She was Steve Vlasov's wife. He was a reader. And he was in Cordova.
Oh, no. So, right afterwards, you guys moved over here?
To Cordova. We stayed in the Christian Center for a while. From April to... From March to end of April. Then we came out here and lived in tents. I hate to think of that time.
Yeah.
The house seemed big all ahead in here when we moved in. Was a dresser and an old army cot. And that's what we had in the bedrooms to sleep in. And there was lots of room and lots of space.
Yeah.
I had to try to clean up and get so tired. Mm-hmm. But it was a blessing that we got these houses built. Mm-hmm. And it was good to move in.
To a house.
Uh-huh.
So, I have some questions here about our younger generation in the school now. What you think the young people here know about our language?
I'm surprised that Karen is teaching them. We both were. We didn't know it at all when Rick and Matthew and Desiree came down. We were stuck at the table here like this for over 2 hours. They were talking alley-oot to us.
Huh.
And, that was a good surprise.
Yeah.
Our son doesn't know how to talk alley-oot.
Uh-huh.
So that was really surprising. And they're doing good. And I'm proud of the alley-oot dances they do. But I think they should go around and ask people if they need help. Oh, they do, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They used to come and ask me if I need help. But, I could do things yet by myself.
Yeah.
And I told them, just, I know you'll help me, but don't feel bad if I say no.
Yeah.
I said, I could still do it. It'll take a little longer.
Yeah.
But I'll get it done slow but sure.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you keep coming to help me, it'll spoil me. Mm-hmm. I'll expect you. And if you don't come around when I say to come, I'll get mad at you and I'll be crying and not feeling sorry for myself. So when I think I can't do it no more, I'll call you.
Uh-huh.
And they don't come around no more. Once in a while they will, but not too much.
Yeah.
But I know they're willing.
Yeah.
So, and I think the school is doing real good. They're different from when I went to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't we ask for help? They do help us, you know.
Yeah.
The kids and the people out there.
Anybody.
Yeah.
And I love the way they share.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We met some friends in Anchorage here from Bethel. And her parents, she was down here before. And she went picking herring eggs with, what's his name? Debbie's husband,
Max
Maker, Max Dettinger, and he took them out, and boy, they had fun. They had so many spawns, and they were supposed to go back. And they left us a sack, and Hayes went to check on it. She found a big rock and with the spawn. But they had fun, and they took a lot of it home.
Uh-huh.
And then last year, her mom and dad came down for church services here. Oh, they were proud of the village. It made us feel so good. We met them in church, and He said, "Oh, you come from such a nice village." He said, "Look at my stomach. Everywhere I went, they wanted to feed us."
Uh-huh.
He said, "I put on so much weight." Oh, they had fun. They want to come back. And they're going to come back if the herring spawn.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to find somebody to take them out. And we had so much offered to us. There was seal and ducks and halibut. Those, what they call it, smelts. And we fixed a box for them, and we sent them to them, and they got them. And she was so happy. She shares with all her folks.
Uh-huh.
She said, "Thank you for all the stuff." She said, "You even cleaned the ducks for us." I said, "I didn't do it alone. I picked them, hay singed them, and then we cleaned them together." Huh. She said, "Oh, you people are so wonderful." "But they've been so nice to us, you know, and we want to give them good treatment too."
Yeah.
And she said, "We're going to have a party." She's going to cook. They're going to cook for the whole bunch. And then she said, "I'm tying out the seal, and we're going to cut it up to eating sizes, and we're going to freeze it over again." Oh, she really appreciates it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be down and hope our skiff is going good, our little boat. We'll go pick them up.
Hmm.
And boy, they like that song. I like that song they sing. It's translated in their language.
Mm-hmm.
"Hallelujah, my pumpkin, Jesus, come me good." I could follow them. That's all I know. But when they sing it, I could follow them all the way. Oh, that's neat. Hallelujah.
Huh.
I will follow Jesus through his footsteps. I could say that much.
Wow.
But I don't know the rest, but I could sing with him.
Wow. That's pretty neat.
Uh-huh. I've been blessed. I could, I get these tapes and I get all these different people that sing in different languages. I could follow them.
That could be hard sometimes.
Yeah, but I've been blessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty proud, you know. Like when I had to go and sing with that family in Anchorage, people asked me, "What are you, Aleut, Eskimo, or what?" And when after they heard us singing, I said, "I really don't know what I am, but just anything, I guess." I said, "If you asked me to sing with you, I could sing with you."
Yeah.
And they got such a bang out of that. It's really interesting. But there used to be quite a few of us girls, you know, when we were growing up. There was June. She was Lund. Her last name was Allen. And then there was a girl that stayed with him, Alberta. And your mom's aunt, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
We'd all get together and go clean house. Clay. There was one time Katie and I had to babysit an old lady with my godmother and godfather. They were on a party. She was blind. She was an invalid. And, oh, we could hear the kids playing and swimming, sun shining. Oh, boy, we wanted to go out. And we whispered to each other, "Let's sneak out." So we started out, and we were just going out the door. She hollered, started crying and hollering to us, "Don't leave me, please don't leave me." And that's when we went and asked her, "How did you know we were leaving? You're blind, you can't see." She said, "I might look at my eyes, they look good, but I can't see. But I could hear good."
Yeah, she heard, huh?
Uh-huh. And she said, "A lot of people don't believe her when she says she's blind, because she had the prettiest light brown eyes." She told us, "Please stay with me for a while till the others come home." And she had two granddaughters. They were small. And she said, when I see them, I'll tell them to save their clothes for you and they pass them on to you." They were smaller than we were. So we just stayed with her till someone came, and I told my mom. Oh, I don't like staying there. Mom says you have to, though. It's part of growing up. You're going to learn how to take care of sick people. She used to get me mad. Whenever anybody gets sick, she'd always take me to see him. And then if there was a death, she'd let us bake something, the girls, and go and visit with the family. She was very, she just spread us all out, you know, and let us do things.
Yeah.
She taught us how to clean up, but she didn't teach me how to cook. He taught me when we got married. I learned how to bake bread and set bread baking. Bake pies. I had to learn to bake cake. No, bake cakes. And I had to learn to bake pies after we were married. Boy, I cooked a good meal once. I made pie. Oh, what a mess. We didn't have oil stove then. We had coal stove. And that was going pretty hard. I kept the pie in about 15 minutes and took it out. When we ate it, I didn't boil the raisins enough, and they were hard. And the pie was beautiful brown on top, but raw on the bottom.
No.
I took it and threw it out. I did. Our son used to tell us, Mom, Dad, if we ever wrote a story of our life, it would be the best comedy. We're always getting stuck somehow. I can't remember it all. And then we were still in Nelly One, so Hayes had a dip net. Went to a stream and fish. It was a pretty good stream. There was a rock there. He stood on it. Sam and the dog were in the skiff, and I had to go to Hayes. When he'd dip, he used to dip, and there was a current going out. One time he bumped me, and I almost went overboard. Boy, I'm glad I didn't. I'd probably panic.
Then we had a dog in the skiff, and I dipped for fish, you know, and I got one, and without looking, you know, I just threw it back and hit the dog.
Our son. Our poor son was so upset. He always liked dogs.
Huh.
Oh my.
When you speak with the kids here, do you think they understand you?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to them in that language?
Yeah. Even my brothers. Older daughter. Now, what's her name? No. Kenny's daughter.
Michelle.
Older one.
Joanne.
You know, she's working in there. Come in! Come on out. We're having lessons here. We were leaving and
I'll get the chair up. Oh, I don't know if I can use
that phone. Go ahead.
He's getting sick again.
Oh. Nobody's over the couch. Oh, okay. He's getting sick again. What was I saying now?
About Joanne?
Oh, I didn't know she could understand Allie. There was Herman and Hayes and I there. And I asked her, Are you quitting now? She said, no. We're gonna be leaving now. She said, no, I gotta go eat. I told her, well, we'll see you next time because we're gonna be going home now. And then in Aleut, I told her, Chinga Harana. And she came and hugged me and kissed me. I said, I didn't know you knew what that was.
Huh. Surprised you, huh?
Uh-huh. Let's stop a while. I gotta go see the baby. Uh-huh. We were supposed to go to a movie that night. like I said. Quit scratching. That's my dog I'm talking to. And we had to run up the hill and we stayed up there all night. That was quite
beginning. That when we heard that rumble.
Yeah, you guys make fun of me. I said earthquake. And we ate early, you know, so we could go to the movie. And then we were cleaning the table. Earthquake. You could hear that rumble coming. I said, earthquake. Oh, they were teasing me. This went out. And pretty soon it started shaking. So I had a glass door cupboard. It was moving back and forth so hard it just opened and cracked the glass. And Hayes went to look out. And he says, we better get out of the house. Oh, you could see the trees just the way we had a big tree swing. And I didn't know what to do.
After the earthquake, the tidal wave.